This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Japanese counterpart Shigeru Ishiba have unveiled a comprehensive decade-long roadmap aimed at deepening strategic, economic and technological cooperation between the two countries. The two leaders made the announcement after summit talks in Tokyo yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, during the 15th India-Japan annual summit, Prime Minister Ishiba and Mr. Modi reviewed the full range of bilateral ties between the nations and agreed to further strengthen the India-Japan special strategic and global partnership. In a joint press meet after the talks, Mr. Modi said both countries have set a target of 10 trillion yen investment in India from Japan in the next 10 years.
अगले दशक के लिए एक रोडमैप बनाया है हमारे विजन के केंद्र में इन्वेस्टमेंट इनोवेशन इकोनॉमिक सिक्योरिटी एनवायरमेंट टेक्नोलॉजी हेल्थ मोबिलिटी पीपल टू पीपल एक्सचेंजेस एंड ट्रेड प्रिफेक्चर पार्टनरशिप ये प्रमुख बातें हैं हमने अगले 10 वर्षों में जापान से भारत में 10 ट्रिलियन येन निवेश का लक्ष्य निर्धारित किया है
The Prime Minister affirmed India and Japan's commitment to a free, open, peaceful, prosperous and rules-based Indo-Pacific. He said both countries have the same concerns about terrorism and security with respect to defense and maritime security. Later briefing media on PM Modi's Japan visit, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the two countries have agreed to adopt a joint declaration on security cooperation. Prime Minister Modi reached Tokyo yesterday on a two-day visit to Japan. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit to Japan shares details of Mr. Modi's engagements scheduled for day two, a report.
On the second day of the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the members of National Governors Association in Tokyo. Following the talks, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba departed for Sendai in Miyagi Prefecture by Shinkansen bullet train. In Sendai, the two leaders will visit the Tokyo Electron Factory, a major manufacturer of semiconductor production equipment. Japan is aiming to reduce its dependence on imports. During the bilateral talks held yesterday, India and Japan launched an economic security initiative to promote supply chain resilience in semiconductors and other strategic sectors. From Sendai, after the factory visit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to China to attend the SCO summit. Om Avasthi, Akashvani News, Tokyo.
In Jammu and Kashmir, at least three people lost their lives and two others are missing after a cloudburst struck Tripada village in Rajgarh Tehsil of Ramban district today. Rescue teams from the National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, State Disaster Response Force, SDRF and local police have been rushed to the area. Three bodies have been recovered so far and search operations are underway to trace the missing individuals. In Uttarakhand, the worst-hit areas Uttarkashi, Rudraprayag, Bageshwar and Tehri are witnessing large-scale relief and rescue operations as authorities work round the clock to stabilize the situation. Five people lost their lives yesterday, while 11 are reported to be missing after heavy rainfall in Rudraprayag, Chamoli and Bageshwar districts. Meanwhile, continuous heavy rainfall in Himachal Pradesh has severely disrupted normal life. In the Parmaur area of Chamba district, thousands of pilgrims undertaking the Mani Mahesh Yatra are stranded due to damaged roads. The local administration and police are engaged in rescue efforts. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over coastal Karnataka, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab and Uttarakhand today. The Met Department has also predicted heavy rainfall at isolated places over northeast, Bihar, Rajasthan, Gujarat, Delhi, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra and parts of South India today. Israel carried out a major airstrike against Iran-aligned armed group Houthi in Yemen's capital Sana'a. The military and political leadership of the Houthis has suffered major losses in this attack. According to local media reports, Houthi Prime Minister Ahmed al-Rahfi and several of his associates were killed in the attack on an apartment. In football, India have clinched the 2025 SAF Under-17 Women's Championship title in dominant fashion, overpowering Nepal 5-0 in Thimphu yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.